Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast in the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And keep listening to the home for Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Todd, can you talk a little bit about some of those pre-snap penalties that hurt you early in the game?
Yeah, we shot ourselves in the foot on that, especially. I mean, the crowd wasn't that loud. It was just concentration things, and it was pretty much a different guy each time.
How much did you feel like the injuries caught up to you guys today, particularly on offense?
I mean, we had a lot of new people out there, so, I mean, they fought hard and they played hard. We're not going to use injuries as an excuse. We just got to make more plays.
What happened on the Cone touchdown pass for 70 yards?
We blew an assignment.
So it wasn't the play call. Somebody didn't do what they were supposed to do.
Correct.
And who was that?
I'm not going to get into that.
How difficult was it after you guys scored that touchdown early in the fourth quarter, made a long possession game, then they went down 75 yards and make it a two-touchdown game?
It was tough. We were fighting hard. We were in the ball game. We had a chance at that point. They got some runs, and the quarterback got out one time, and Cohen got out, and then Howard got out one time. That was tough to swallow.
How tough was it just on Sammy? He had a lot of throwaways. It just didn't seem like guys were getting open. What was your perspective on how tough was it for him?
Well, he played tough. I mean, we knew it was going to be a tough game. It was one of them type of games with the wind blowing. When it's not there, he threw it away, but he didn't turn it over, and that was the main thing, and he's giving us a chance.
Do you feel like you need to go out and get another weapon or two for
him? We'll discuss it this week and see where some of the guys' injuries are, and we'll go from there.
In the third quarter, the drive that they ultimately scored a touchdown on, it was second and 10 at their 45. They had an OPI that you declined, so instead of making second and 20 at their 35, opted for third and 10, and then Trubisky ran for the first down. Why?
Yeah, we've been doing pretty good on third down. We were pretty good in the first half. Third and 10 was pretty good for us. We let him out the pocket. He made a good play.
What went into the thought on 5-something to go, you're down by 2 touchdowns, and you punted?
It was 4th and 13, and we were down by 2. Had we went for it on 4th and 13 right there, they were pretty much almost in field goal range. The game would have been over right there. So we tried to punt and call our timeouts and try to stop them and go back down the field and score.
Todd, with the weather the way it was and your injuries at wide receiver, I'm sure you were hopeful to get the running game going more today. What happened that prevented that from really getting going?
Well, they made some plays. Obviously, I'm sure they looked at it and tried to stop the run with the receivers going down and loaded up some guys in the box, but we still got to be able to run the football.
The exception of the Cohen play, the defense was pretty good in the first half. What did you guys not do as well in the second half?
I thought they ran the ball. The quarterback got out on a couple runs, and I thought some runs squeaked through up the middle for us.
Sterling had a concussion.
Yes, he does.
What was your message to the team afterward?
I'm very proud of the way they fought and stayed together. This is one of the first games the entire year that we stayed together as a team and fought collectively. Execution was not great, obviously, and we got to make more plays, and we know that, and we're going to stay the course, and these guys are going to stay together, and they fought together, and we're going to get ready for Miami next week.
How frustrating is it, given that you guys knew that Trubisky, you know, had been running a lot this season, but even specifically the last couple of weeks, and he didn't have a lot of time to run today?
Yeah, we had him in the first half. Second half, he got out. I mean, we chased him. And we made some plays, and he made some plays. You got to give him credit.
How do you kind of see that fight that you mentioned? Obviously, it didn't seem like you're ever in the game offensively, but what did you see from
it's just a feeling. You see the team communication and the way they gelled together today and came out and fought and stayed together the entire time and picked each other up on the sidelines. We never felt like we were out of the ball game.
Todd, when you start a rookie quarterback, it's going to be a roller coaster ride. Have you been given assurances by the owner that you're safe starting a rookie quarterback? Because sometimes it can be ugly when a rookie starts and the coach can't blame for it.
I don't discuss my job.
But were you given assurances that you're going to be okay no matter what happens with a rookie quarterback starting?
I don't discuss what happens with me and ownership.
You guys are 2-10 on the road since the beginning of last year. How frustrating is that? How much of a hurdle does that remain for this team?
It's frustrating each loss, whether we lose at home or away. And nobody likes to lose. I know nobody on this team likes to lose. We'll go back to the drawing board Monday.
What was the thought on starting Harrison with Long, obviously active? Why couldn't he start?
He needed rest. He was only going to play in case of emergency. Harrison was healthy. He practiced all week long, didn't. We thought he needed the rest, and we'll see where he is next week.
Besides Neil and the other injuries?
Clendon has an ankle, and he'll get more tests run on.
There have been several big blown assignments on running backs out of the backfield. Yeldon down in Jacksonville and Gore against the Dolphins and today with Cone. Why does that keep happening, and does somebody perhaps need to improve their play out there?
Well, Yeldon was zone, a busted zone, and whoever that is, we'll discuss it in the meetings and we take care of those things in-house.
Todd, just from what you saw out there, how did May look to you?
I got to watch the tape. I wasn't really looking at him. He was active. I didn't see him do anything in the negative category. But, again, I got to watch the tape.
Was that, did you know all week he was going to play, or was that truly?
No, it was just a matter of how he was feeling each day and getting better and better. And it kind of came down to the last minute.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast in the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And keep listening to the home for Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.